Okay. So first of all, I want to thank Charlie and Fetsky for putting together such a special get-together before Pesach. Just a few words about why this is special, why this is unique, and why this is necessary at this time of year, coming into Pesach, to have Chevra come together. If you go to the beginnings of the Geula from Mitzrayim, so the Torah tells us that the Shibud, as we all know, was Avodas Parech, was unbearable, and Paro sees that it's necessary to make it even more difficult and unbearable as it was. He says, Tichbad Havayda Azos. He says that you should make and intensify the Shibud on Klal Yisrael. So the lashon of the pasuk is, Loisei Sifun, Loseis Tevin La'am. The Torah says, you shouldn't be Mosif to give Tevin to the people. Until now, the Mitzrayim were providing the Tevin, the straw, whatever mortar was necessary for the bricks. At this point, Paro says, everybody has to find it for themselves, and the quota has to stay the same. So Rav David Lelever, to the same minyan. And they say, if you take a look at the lashon in the Torah of Loisei Sifun, from the lashon of Hosafa, of adding, so they point out that it's spelled Loisei Sifun with an aleph, not with a vav. So Rav David Lelever and the Chiddush Harim say Loisei Sifun doesn't just mean not to add. The Paro is saying don't add. He's saying Loisei Sifun with an aleph. Don't allow the Yidden to get together. What is this referring to? Don't allow any gatherings of Yidden together. So Chazal tell us that all there was no Torah which was given yet to the Jewish people, they, with Moshe's leadership, they would get together on a weekly basis. They would come together because they had in their hands Megillos. They had different Messiahs going back to the Shvatim and to the Avos HaKedoshim. Whatever the Torahs were exactly, we don't know. Whether they were Limudim, whether they were just ideas or Messiahs of some type. The coming of these Yidden together at that time gave them a chizuk to be able to bear the unbearable Shibud. And when Paro saw that this was happening, that his spies had told him that the Yidden were getting together, they were having chizuk gatherings. So Paro said already that means that it has too much time on their hands. So he said, Loisei Sifun. He said, we're not going to give them the Tevin anymore. But the real kavan of Paro was what? Not that he needed to make the Shibud greater. It's that he was concerned about the Yiddins coming together. So he said, Loisei Sifun with a vav. But the Torah records it as Loisei Sifun with an aleph. Don't bring Yiddin together. We see from here is that this was a matzav, this was a time that there was no Torah. And the way that the Arizal structures it and he frames it is that whatever das was due to come down to Bnei Yisrael, there was no das, there was no meichin, they knew nothing. The whole gullus of Mitzrayim was a gullus of das. The Paro wanted to make sure that the Yidden had no das. So although there was no das, Bnei Yisrael found an Eitzah to be able to generate das in a time when there was no das. And that's by coming together. Coming together is able to create a das when there's no das. And that's Merumas in the Pasuk, this is the Chiddush HaRim, just spices it a little bit more than David Oliver. He says, Loisei Sifun, Loisei Tevin. Tevin, he says, is from a lashon of Tfuna, which is Bina and understanding. Because Paro understood, Loisei Sifun, Loisei Tevin, that if the Yidden come together, that the Asifa itself brings down das. We find that when Yaakov, before he passes away, he tells the Jewish people, he tells the Shvatim, the following thing. He says, "Hey, asu v'yagid alachem eis ha'shaykir eschem v'afir eshayamim. Come together, and I will tell you what will happen to you at the end of days." So the Sfar Makdashim all touch this pasuk that Yaakov is telling the Shvatim. He wanted to reveal to them the kates, and Chazal tell us that the kates was nostalgic from Yaakov, that he forgot the kates. But the Sfarim say it can't be that Yaakov forgot the Ketz. It's not shaykh such a thing. Everything in forgetfulness and Kedusha always means that it becomes from the conscious mind to the unconscious, subconscious mind. But of course it's there and you have to find it beremes. So the Sfarim al Taichi Asu Vyagidu Lachem Esa Sheikres Hanachar Sayamim. That he was telling them what the Ketz is, that the Ketz is not tully in a number. The Ketz is tully in He Asu. The Ketz is tully in your comings together. Because in Achres Hayamim, we're repeating what happened by the Gullus of Mitzrayim. That we're living at a time where there's no Das. If you just look back a few tens of years, hundreds of years, we're mamash like Kitanim in comparison to the Das of the Gedolim who lived before us, and the generations who lived before us. And we beg Hashem Yisbarach for Racham, we're begging for Das, but can we really say that we're people that were Anshei Das, that were Chachamim, Nevoinim, that the Haggadah speaks about? Of course not. So Yaakov was teaching the Yidden Esa Yikreschem Ba'achres Hayamim, at the end of times, that the Eitzah is Hey Asu, that if you get together, V'yagida Lechem, and I will tell you that there's a Das which can be generated from coming together in a state where there is no Das. And so therefore it could even be that the Megillus which they had goes back to Yaakov, and this is what the Shvatim wrote down. They wrote down these words which we have in the Torah, that Yaakov told his children before he died, Hey Asu V'yagida Lechem Esa Sheikreschem Ba'achres Hayamim. And so they looked at that and they said, this is the Ketz. This is the Ketz for this Gullus Mitzrayim. Let's get together. Hey Asu V'yagida Lechem. Yaakov's going to teach us now. Yaakov Lomeis. He can teach us now even though he's passed away. And so they got together and they generated a Das. And Paro was scared of that Das because he saw that through this coming together, it was already the seeds of the Geula from Mitzrayim, and he was right. And he was right. This was the beginning of the seeds the Klai Yisrael planted in order to have that Geula. And the reason why this was all happening, by the way, was because there was a Jew who was alive and it was called Moshe. And he was the one who was orchestrating all of these events of Yidden coming together. And he, in fact, even told Paro this one day, give them Shabbos, and that was the day that they would come together on Shabbos and mechazik themselves. So it's the tzaddikim of the generation who, whether hands-on they facilitate, or behind the scenes they facilitate, whether they're b'chaim, whether they're b'meisim, they're able to bring Yidden together. If there's any Jew in the world, b'meisim, amongst us, who is not amongst the living, who's able to bring Yidden together, it's certainly the tzaddikim buried next to us. The way that they gather together, an entire world of Yidden. There's not a place in the world where you can't find a Chabad. And the infrastructure is just something which has never been seen before. How to make a sifa from Klal Yisrael is to the credit of, largely, to the Admorim from Chabad, from these tzaddikim, that they worked to bring together the Jewish people in a way of Hey Asu, bringing together Hey Asu. You just notice that the Torah should have said Lay Seisifin with Avav, but instead of saying Lay Seisifin with Avav, it says Lay Seisifin with an Aleph. It should have been Avav, but it's an Aleph. So what's the significance? That when you come together as a kehila, although this person and that person, each person as a yachid, may not feel Hashem in his life, but when you come together, there's a Hashras Hashchina there. And it should have been a Vav, but that Vav is a Vav of Chibur. And when you bring the Chibur together, you bring down an Aluf, which is the Alufa Shalayla. You bring down Hashem amongst us. And especially before Pesach, where we're all feeling that sense of Tichvat HaVoida, that's a very busy time, and everybody's getting ready for Pesach, and the preparations in the house, or for the going away, for whatever it is, to stop and to take a moment to say, Chizuk. Chizuk as a Chevra, Chizuk in Taira, Chizuk in Tfila. This is already planting the seeds, and when we go our separate ways, for the month, for the Yontif of Pesach, that we can tap into this, and it's laying the groundwork for all the Oiris, for that Meichin to come down, be cracking through Elay Seisifin, to give in that Tevin, to give us that Tfun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us as we take the opportunity to embrace these moments of Torah and Tefillah and Achdus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up our hearts and the hearts of Klal Yisrael and the Oiris of Geula. We should be talking to see that. Mamish. Yes, go ahead, I'm here.
Got it on it?